On WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat is trading 753.5 down 10.5. July 756, now 57, down 8.25. Soft May wheat 687 down 10.25. July 691.5 down 10. May corn 508.75 up 6.75. July 513.5 up 6.75. December 506 up 7.75. May soybeans 1482.5 up 18.5. July 1451.5 up 22. November $12.25 up 13. May soybean meal 480.20 up 90 cents. May soybean oil 41.46 up $1.04. April live cattle 145.62.5 down 22.5. April feeder cattle 176.95 down 7.5. And April lean hogs are 128.15 and they're up $2.15. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
As per these kind of reports, many leaning the wrong way, and off we go with the funds chipping in today, it looks like.
The funds, spiffed it up on the close yesterday. Very positive chart reactions to this, and a lot of people maybe were leaning a little wrong way, but that's actually fund added length that's pushing this market on up today, and they're self-fulfilling once again by pushing through their next chart points.
Yeah, and so I suppose we should get right to the meat of the matter, and that is what are new crop hedgers to do with these numbers that we have?
Well, I think as we're looking here and we broke through this area, we're going to probably sit tight and see if these corn can get up around 525 for further sales. We're probably looking so we could get up in the 1220 bracket on the November beans before we pull our next trigger.
And if you pulled none, you would reward these prices, I suppose.
If you haven't done anything yet, this is a place to start if you haven't, but I feel that probably most everybody has, and you might as well try to just shoot for the next level that these funds will be pushing that technical points to.
So a lot of corn probably moved. Did old crop corn move in significant amounts today and yesterday?
I haven't seen a lot of cash movement as such. We're seeing farmers out in their barnyards pulling the machinery out of the shed, a couple guys putting anhydrous over here and like that. So we're not seeing that this has actually generated a lot of corn. I think it actually made them a little tighter holders of what they had left.
So are we going to see a widening of the spread activity then?
Okay, which spread are we widening?
May-July.
May-July. In the corn market, to get a little wider, I don't know that we will or won't. I think that basically we're going to be looking at the weather as when we can get in the field and along the way. So, I mean, there's not a shortage of corn to the processor elevators out here right now. So we're probably not going to be just paying up for it, but I think the May and July are going to stay fairly close right now.
All right. So we have this upside potential, and you mentioned a few upside targets, and those targets aren't really all that far away. Are there reasonable targets even above those levels?
Well, we'll see when we get there. Just a couple months ago, we would have thought this was an unreasonable target to be where we're at, let alone one a little higher. We're going to be watching the weather very closely. We're going to be watching the attitude of Putin, and to see what the Russians will do, if they will maybe back away from some of the borders where they're at. That's added some more tension on a few things. But the biggest thing is, when and if we're going to be able to get in the field, and if we can get some rain across the drought parts to the southwest.
Do you think that producers might lean back more toward corn with these kind of price levels for planting?
I think that the corn acres estimate that we saw on Monday is probably the lowest one we'll see this year, because I think that we'd bought more acres between when that number was put together and now. And I think as we can continue to stay above $5 here, that we'll buy some more corn acres.
And at the expense of soybeans or other crops?
I think it's called the acres they didn't tell us about.
So you think you think there's still some acres there to be shook out?
Yes.
How many?
How many? Now, that's yet to be found, and that's to see how we get along on planting. But I think we could easily add a couple million acres additionally into the corn and bean mix here.
2 million additional acres. All right. So we ought to talk a little bit about the wheat market. What are you seeing there today?
Well, I mean, of course, the wheat market's under a little bit of pressure here. You know, we see that there's supposed to be possibly the forecast, say, of for needed rainfall in the southern plains. Weather markets aren't in agreement of that, of course. But the you know, the crop ratings were better than they thought out there, and of course, you know, with the stocks were higher. So basically, along the way, the wheat market is the one that is not the favored son of the funds right now, and it's being left behind.
Turn your attention to the livestock part of the futures market, and spend some time with this with the lean hog futures. They have been all over the board.
I think there's a lot of people that aren't quite very assured of the government numbers and what we saw on the hog and pig report on Friday. That they think there's probably been a few or higher death loss with the PED than what we're looking at here along the way, and that basically as we look at the meat supply and what we're doing here, why there was no, there was a reason for them to back off a little bit because we're at very lofty levels, but basically along the way we're seeing some confidence come back into the cash hog market.
So do you feel as though June, July hogs have significant upside potential in them?
I don't know about significant upside potential.
$5, something like that.
I mean, they could easily move that. I think that if we continue to see everybody is so sick of this winter, I think that when we get some decent weather, we're going to see some real grilling activity. I think that's going to, you know, help both the beef and the pork market, Dave. And I think that just the shortage of supplies as we come in later in the year here is going to keep the meat market very, very strong.
What about the basis side of the equation going forward into the summer?
Well, we've noticed here through all of this rally, the basis has been widening in bean meal, beans, corn, everything along the way. So, I mean, we really haven't seen the basis level. It's sort of retracted as the prices went up. So we don't look for any change in that as long as the cash continues to move.
And we did see that there's quite a bit of stock still in the producers' hands, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Now, locally here, I will say that the farmers have very few beans in their bins at home. Corn, everybody has got some corn, and they're willing sellers at different levels. They're watching their corn for damage and coring their bins, moving stuff on out. So we've seen a very orderly dispersal of the corn crop this year in our area.
Yeah, we'll have to keep a close eye on that because I suppose the mold could be an issue.
You know, they've done a real good job of storing their corn, keeping it in condition this year and watching. As we talk to different elevator operators and things like that, they're saying the corn is coming in very good shape.
Yeah, it's not coming in that way. It's surprising. Thank you much, Wayne.
Bye.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the corn market, May, 509 and three quarters, up 7 3/4. July, 514 and a half, up 7 3/4. December, 507, up 8 3/4. May soybeans, 1484, up 20. July, 1452 and a half, up 23. November, $12 1/4, up 13. May soybean meal, 480.50, up 120. May soybean oil, 41.49, up $1.07. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.